we will begin the process of capping the site. Obviously, there's a number of gases and things like that there, which we can also use to sell on as electricity to the national grid. We could bring back more revenue to the council as well. But the eventual plan will be to have parkland, football pitches, tennis courts, community buildings, that type of thing. We've had an area there that has grown very rapidly, but the facilities haven't grown to match it. This is not an opportunity to put that right. And by mid-2014, we'll have world-class facilities there.
You're confident then that there won't be too much of a pollution problem at the site, that the capping will be successful and that land can be reclaimed for community use?
Oh, I think it will. There's been a lot of work going on in the past number of years to make sure that that's right. We have to ensure that we're mindful of the residents living there as well. So we stretched the build time a bit, maybe by... which we could do it probably in about a year and a half, 2 years. We stretch that to 3 years to ensure that the people living close to the site aren't disturbed more than they have to be and during the build process. So we've taken a lot of things into consideration. The community have been consulted with a number of times. They're constantly being consulted with, and there will be a continual process of consultation and community engagement as this progresses.
And the money is in place?
The money is in place. There's about £9 million that we've been putting away over the last number of years. Some of the things, in terms of some of the facilities, are subject to additional funding being found, but that process has already begun and we're confident that we can do it.